Back now with Day to Day. South African artist Marlene Dumas likes to paint disturbing portraits, dead people, suicide bombers, female porn stars, children who look like criminals.
And this source actually was my daughter. It was also lovely.
Marlene Dumas is also one of the most sought-after painters in the world. 3 years ago at Christie's, one of her paintings set a record for a living female artist. It sold for $3.3 million.
Here in the U.S., not many people outside of the art world have heard of her, but that's about to change. She has her first major American museum exhibition here in Los Angeles at the Museum of Contemporary Art. It opens on Sunday.
But I think it's better here.
You can see some of Marlene Dumas' paintings at our website, npr.org. Yesterday, as she was hanging the show at MoCA, I met her and asked her to talk about a few of her paintings.
That one is called the Lookalike.
The middle, top one.
Yeah. And this is the Believer. And this is the White Disease. This is one of my favorite paintings.
Who is that?
A friend of mine was working in a place for people with skin diseases. He had to take photographs of it for medical things, and it was an anonymous person with a skin disease, and I used that as an inspiration. Like in South Africa, where they would often, the white people would talk about black people as if they were a problem, but one can turn it around and that, you know, they've got a problem. It's not so much that I'm a literal artist or so, but it's more
like a metaphor.
Like a metaphor, yes.
You grew up in South Africa under apartheid. I've read about this painting, and many people have said that this was a metaphor for you for apartheid. Is that an accurate description?
Well, I always think when people only close it down to apartheid, that is very limited, because it's a much more universal issues, I feel, that is being addressed.
Here in this room, you have a self-portrait, and it's called The Banality of Evil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How are you able to incorporate this idea of abstract, larger-than-life images in a picture of yourself?
Okay, well, with this portrait, there was a snapshot of me sitting in a car talking to people, and was after an exhibition or so. So I looked at this snapshot, and in this snapshot, I had this expression where I thought, oh my goodness, you know, there you have this person, me in this case, trying to please everybody or so, but there was a sort of fakeness in it, I thought, you know, realizing things about your own relationship to people and how you react.
As a woman, do you think painting these images, painting images of violence, of death, of torture, is more...
Yeah, but I just can say, I have very seldom painted direct violence. Almost never. But that's also what I mean. It is just interesting because that's how people remember it often, in one's head. But if one would simplify, one would say that's a bit more political room, that's more the children's room, that's more the erotic room, you know. But we wanted to see the dead Marilyn.
I do want to see the dead Marilyn.
And so...
That's Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
And what about this image fascinates you, and why did you want to make a painting of it?
My mother had just died, and so I was actually very, very sad about that. And I also was thinking, I have this opportunity to make this exhibition in America, and everyone's saying you have this big opportunity. And I wasn't really painting. There was nothing that I could find that could hold my attention and concentration. And then I was looking for something else. And it was an article about her, about a book that had come out called Goddess. And it had this picture of her in next to a picture where she was laughing and smiling. And that I had seen this long time ago, but I then had no intention to paint that, because I had also no intention to, because I thought, you know, she's such, you know, so many people, you've got badges, it's like Che Guevara, you know, well, I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, her images are everywhere.
And
right.
Suddenly, in this very sad picture, I think my own personal sadness and all kinds of things came together. And this was then actually my my last painting for the show.
We talked earlier about your self-portrait and the blonde woman being the banality of evil. Was that part of why you chose?
That looks like your self-portrait. Yes, I just think of that too.
So the Marilyn Monroe, obviously a famous blonde woman, does that figure into that same thinking?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but maybe you can call that humor. No, it does sound humorous, though, but I mean, it's not that I really think, you know, I'm Marilyn Monroe, but indeed, but in a sort of humorous way, because there is also humor in the work. I have to make a point of that. My partner, he says, if I didn't have humor, the work would be much more pathetic. But, you know, even with the dead Marilyn, the fact that I think in a sort of the joke is on me too. So, you know, there's a quote I used to have in an old book of mine for a long time where I think it was by Samuel Beckett. They said, nothing is as funny as unhappiness. The fact of that you smile also at the human condition, there is a smile in here too. It's true. But because the people keep on writing about it, you know, victimization. And,
well, the images are pretty stark. I mean, you've got dead people, you've got pornographic images.
But I think they are done with a passion. The emphasis should be much more on that these people are strong. They believe in something when they're right or wrong, and they... I see it more positive, even if there is a lot of death.
Marlene Dumas' exhibition called Measuring Your Own Grave opens in Los Angeles on Sunday. In December, it'll be in New York and in Houston next spring. You can see her paintings right now by going to our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.